But yeah, I was thinking we should bring more podcasts in. I was thinking about having some drama podcasts, you know. We was working on one with like I don't know, maybe a 1970 R&B group called, and the leader of that R&B group is called Aesop Fable. Aesop, this is shit that actually happened. Aesop Fable and the Replaceables, and what they do on that is just pretty much talk. It's about a guy he's just so full of himself, but he just so happened to be one of the most underscore. He would be like the unsigned hype in The Source, and he's almost about to make it. But he's doing that Destiny's Child shit where like he fires a member of the group every week and that kind of pushes him back. And the trick is every week that guy who he fires ends up better than him. So like one, let's say he's out and he's so full of himself, he fires that member of the group and that member is now like, I don't know, Bruno Mars or some shit. Or like he fires that one member of the group and it turns out to be John Legend, or their equivalent of John Legend. We're just spitballing here because, hell, I've been doing this thing for about 2 years, and let's try to get the network going. Let's try to get some shit where people will listen to it, and it's almost a dramatic thing. It's not necessarily, we can be funny, allegedly. Like I have been called funny on the show, some degree. I don't believe it because it's new. It's still new to me. But I was thinking if we had some drama shit, let's have we since we're appealing to women,
no,
let's have like
women.
Reverse good times. We'll call it Big Mama. And in the reverse good times, we'll have all the bad shit happen like in the first 5 minutes, and then some way they work it out. Unlike real good times where you like they have a good time and then after that they will like go through some hard shit in the last 5 minutes of the show. It's just like, oh, by the way, James died. I'm like, oh shit, where was that? And this after work, Ike and the Workhorse, one of the next things we were trying, believe it or not, this is gonna be a story arc. It's gonna be like old timey radio where they would tell stories and people would like, it's soaps! That's what the fuck it is! I think it's soaps. It's audible fucking soap operas where people would listen. But not necessarily, I'm trying to put this shit into words. People would listen, but it's not one story. It just keeps going on and on. And the story we develop. Now, keep in mind, executive super producer Tasha said this was the worst fucking idea ever. I ran this idea by a couple of people, and I will produce this shit. I just need a couple of key things, and we'll get this going. Get this. Here's the idea. And if this was a real show, I'll fucking watch it. All right. You know that thing? You take a, your run-of-the-mill stripper, right? And you know how they say strippers, you know the myth that says strippers are doing this to work their way through school, and they're just trying to further their education, and they couldn't get a job nowhere else, so they turned to stripping. All right. Let's say if that shit was actually true. Let's say that shit was actually true. Just one person it worked out for. And this girl stripped and was, you know, if you had the money, you know, she got a little bit of extra. If you went to that champagne room, you know what I'm talking about. You know, got a little whorish for you if you kicked out a couple of extra ducats. And then, out of all of that, she worked her way through law school. Bullshit. And she had a generous generous donation from her current pimp. Bit of a hoe. And her pimp, what she don't know is, her pimp is also taking law school classes. He's actually taking classes a year before her. So he's a year ahead of her in the law game. Right? So she graduates. She's feeling good for herself. And right off the bat, a company she works for a firm that hires her. And it's her job to go into court and prosecute those who have done wrong by the law. And we would like to call this show Law Bitch. That's the end. Oh, here's the thing. The law firm she works for is owned by her former pimp. Another edition of Law Bitch. Check this shit out. Like, you're watching Law Bitch. And then, right in the closing arguments, right when you think the bad guy's finna get off, she brings some new shit to the courtroom. Well, as you see in Exhibit A, from the other convenience store camera, you can see that defendant totally robbed that liquor store. And he looks down at the table, and he gets his fist balled up, and he just says, "Law Bitch." That would be awesome! And then every time you say "law bitch," you gotta like say it, and then it just, oh my god. Who did they get for the case? Law Bitch. Well, keep in mind, this shit is still in development. So, we're not exactly sure how this is gonna turn out, but I believe Law Bitch is a winner. I mean, if I had a case, I would like not only the former hoe represent me, and she's a good lawyer. She was a lawyer. She's a good lawyer. Don't let the hoeness like ruin it. Like, yeah, she used to be a hoe, but she's a different kind. She's Law Bitch. So, Law Bitch, that's depending on Ike and a workhorse. We're gonna see about Law Bitch.